It was a positive state of the city that Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner presented in her yearly address to the Common Council last night. But as WRVO's Alan Abbott reports, beneath the reports of economic development progress, public safety initiatives, and new school construction lurks more fiscal challenges.
The good news:
we are projecting an $8 million surplus for the current budget year.
But there wasn't much applause for the bad news, which came next.
The city balanced the 2012-2000 budget with $20.9 million in one-time-only state spin-up aid. We will not have access to this money again. All of this results in beginning the 2013-14 budget cycle with a gap of $20.9 million.
And with state aid flat in the foreseeable future, Miner says budget makers have no choice but to continue to cut a budget that's already been pared to the bone.
We can't borrow. We can't do anything else. We're going to have to make tough decisions. We've been doing it for 3 years. We'll continue to do it, and we will do it in a way that is fiscally responsible.
Miner says pension costs continue to eat up the city's revenue, forcing the city to consider cutting services and employees. And she's not on board just yet with Governor Cuomo's proposal to have cities borrow money to pay their pension costs. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.